Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. By His Spirit, He can cause many wonderful things to happen through everyone who yields to Him all over the world, even simultaneously. I don't know how God does it, but it's best not to worry about how He does it. It's better to focus on what you're believing Him for and looking to Him. Recently, I've been talking about water walking faith. As long as Peter kept his eyes on Jesus, he walked that water. And he walked it for a while. And it was a blessing. But there are so many examples in that one work of God. Jesus came walking on the water, like a man would walk on land. And Peter saw him afar off and said, "Lord, if it be you, bid me to come." And then Jesus said, "Come." And he, as long as he was looking at Jesus, he walked. But when he looked at the waves, he began to sink. And notice, he didn't just sink, he began to sink. And then he looked at Jesus again and walked back to the boat. And then he got back in the boat. He stood on the water and got back in the boat. What a wonderful experience. As long as we look at Him, the Holy Spirit can do all things. We can do all things through Him. And as we obey God and follow Him and yield to Him, we're going to find ourselves doing things we normally could not do. Same thing happens when we receive God's word in our hearts. Jesus said to put new wine in new wineskins. You got a brand new life. Trying to do everything like you used to do. You know, a lot of times when people get saved, the sin nature is broken. They don't want to sin. They avoid sin. And they walk in newness of life, but not completely. They walk in newness of life in the sense of not sinning. But many Christians never learn how the kingdom of God operates, and they never finish putting new wine in new wineskins. You've got new wineskins, you got salvation. Now Jesus said, come and learn of me. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. If you learn from Him and obey Him and trust Him and take Him at His word, you'll continue to put new wine in new wineskins and everything is preserved. But when you try to take, you never get rid of the old thoughts concerning business or the old thoughts concerning relationships. And you know, sometimes even there's positive thinking in the world. Well, positive thinking is not enough. You have to do the Word of God. And the Word of God is the ultimate positive thinking. Well, sometimes people get saved, and if they were positive people, they kept trying to do positive things. But if you're not receiving the Word of God and understanding it and growing, You're taking parts of the world and bringing it over, and it won't fit the kingdom. Now, we're dealing with relationships, but the same thing for business, your business practices. On your job, if some people have a job or a career and they work for somebody else, they're not their own boss, and they try to take the worldly way of operating a job and work it as a person in the kingdom. Well, if you really want to put new wine in new wineskins, you got to take the thoughts and principles of Jesus Christ and weave it into your life everywhere you go. See, you already decided, well, in the world I used to steal. Or I was lazy and I didn't pull my weight. But now I'm representing Christ and I'm going to earn my money. I'm not going to take what doesn't belong to me. I'm not going to sneak. I'm not going to do what others may do that steal all the world or steal a part of the world. I'm going to do things God's way. Now you put new wine in new wineskins. Sometimes it requires the new wine skins require you, in order to put new wine in the new wine skins, you got to be brave. And the Word of God will help you to be brave where you need to be brave, according to the Word of God. And you take a stand, see? And sometimes it requires courage. You don't know how it's going to turn out, but you do what's right anyway. And you'll be known for having what we call integrity. And so it is with relationships, the people you love and care about. Sometimes they're rude. Sometimes they don't understand you. Sometimes they snub you. They're short with you. And they don't consider your feelings. But the new wine, you have new wineskins, you got new life. So if you want to put new wine in that new wineskin, you got to love them anyway. But not fake love. Now, see, 1 Peter talk about unfeigned love. That's unfeigned love is love that's true. It's not just a nice act. It's not acting. It has nothing to do with acting. Sometimes people, in order they love God, they love His people, but sometimes they act right. They're frustrated. They don't like what. In trying to obey God, they act like everything's all right. They act like what somebody did is all right. They act like they're not frustrated. It's all right to be frustrated about something somebody did. But it's the way you handle the situation. You never stop loving the person. If the boss promised you a raise and overlooked you and you didn't get it, go to him and talk to him or talk to her about it. It's all right. Be brave enough to ask for what is yours. The requirements of the Word of God is don't stop loving him or her. Love him anyway, whether they do right. Something may have happened. He may have just found out that the company is not doing well, or they're being sued, or they're going to have to delay. And whatever the situation is, because you love them, the Lord will help you be understanding. Your love don't have to deviate. Now, when people tell you something and can't follow through, that's not the end of your world. You got new wine. New wineskin, you're going to put new wine in it. When man can't give you what he desired to, sometimes people want to do right by you. But their boss may get in the way. Or the owner of the company may say no. Or they may find out something else. Or sometimes they're just being low down. You don't have to stop loving them and working as unto God. See, the world, if you're looking for the world to be the avenue, the people of the world, the people on your job to be the only avenue that God bless you through, that's not true. I'm telling you what I know. Work as unto God no matter what happens. Even if you have to receive a wage reduction, and it happens to people. Sometimes people, the companies just say, we just can't afford to pay y'all anymore. We need to take a wage reduction for so many months, and hopefully we won't have to close the plant, or we're going to have to lay people off. What do you do? Do you change your standards? Do you start putting old wine in new wine skins again? Sometimes, even in a marriage, things happen, and you can't do what you once did. Do you stop loving the person because they can't do what they once did? The husband can't. He may have lost his second job, or he may have gotten laid off, and now he's going to have to do some cutbacks, and it's going to alter the family's plans. Do you stop loving him because he can't do what he once did, or he's having a difficult time doing the same thing? Or the wife that she may have gotten sick and she can't cook like she used to. She may have broke her leg or her arm or both, and now she needs help around the house more. When things change, do you stop loving? Do you go start putting old wine in new wineskins? And what if they get depressed? Nothing's physically wrong, but they just don't feel right anymore. They feel down. Do you stop loving them because they're not upbeat? Do you put old wine in new wine in old wine and new wineskins? No. You continue to put new wine in new wineskins no matter what the world does, no matter what's going on outside you. Everything's not the world system, but people deviate, they change, they have problems that sometimes they can control, sometimes they can't. But you live by the standards of God's word. That's putting new wine in new wineskins. That's putting new life in life, in your life. You've been given salvation. You've been given the life of God. Fill your new wineskins with new life only. And never surrender to put old wine in new wineskins. Well, preacher, what happened if I do? Now you're going to get to know God in a greater way. Because it always happens. What I'm saying always happens to people. It's possible that there's nobody that ever got saved whoever got saved, they had situations where only God could fix it. But if you keep on working the word of God, putting new wine in new wineskins, even when it don't look right, even when it look like you're not going to even get paid for it. If you keep doing the right thing, in my life, God always made the difference. I had a job that they didn't do what they said they'd do. I've had several jobs where they didn't do what they said they'd do. And God always made the difference. My first mechanic job, I was working at a dealership, but I wasn't a full mechanic. I came in doing entry-level things, parking cars, washing cars. And then I moved to glass and trim. I never became a line mechanic like I was trained for. I was trained for that, but the Lord used the situation. I worked as under God, and because of a good attitude, I put new wine in new wineskins most of the time. And I say most of the time because you have those days where you don't feel like doing right. But overall, I did the things that was required. And it was frustrating, but I didn't hold grudges, and I just did what I was supposed to do anyway. My mother taught me work as under God. And you know, do right by the people. Even if they don't do right by you, do right by them, and always put in a 2-week notice before you leave. So I took the high road, and I had been studying what Jesus said. Love those that despitefully use you. And my goal was to get people saved. I had no animosity. I could even tell that sometimes when the bosses wanted to do right, but under peer pressure, they sometimes didn't. But I prayed for them anyway. And I worked as under God. And I got so frustrated with the company, and I was tired of the runaround, that I prayed for my own business. So what I was doing, it dropped down to the point that they let me go. I got fired. But that was God's blessing on my life. I didn't need that job as much as they needed me. And I didn't know it. And the Lord blessed me beyond that job. I started my first business, and I worked that business 8 years. I deviated one time and got another job for 3 months, and then I went right back to my business. And then I worked that business till I got my own shop. 8 years. I worked out of my truck. But the very first week, I made more than I did at the job. Within 1 year, I started with a Ford Maverick and a box of tools and a bottle jack. 1 year later, I had a truck that was painted with new tires on it, an air compressor, and I had uniforms. I had more tools. 1 year later, and I did well. I did better than I thought I did. And I didn't know how much money I made till I got my, till I saw how much money I paid in tithes. And it was much more than I did at the job. See, when you're working your own business, I didn't keep books. I had receipts. And the lady that did my taxes would count all those miserable receipts. But I kept paying tithes, and I got and when I saw how much I paid in tithes, I was amazed. I didn't even know how much I was making. But now I do things a lot better. I was younger then. Beyond all that, when you take the high road, when you do what Jesus said concerning your relationships, concerning your marriage, your children, your friends, your family, how to deal with difficult people, you putting new wine in new wineskins. You were washed in the holy blood of Jesus Christ, and that's why you're righteous. Now, you can supply your life doing righteous things. You can treat people right at the worst times, and at good times, and at happy times, and at sad times. You can always put new wine in new wineskins. And you're going to learn that God is. Because you believe Him, you're going to see the hand, His handiwork in your life and throughout your life. You're going to see Him move like never before. Now, in the religious world, Jesus said that you can't serve God and money. And a lot of pastors, sad to say, they know that it's not popular to do what Jesus said. So they meander around doing what Jesus said. Sometimes they compromise. And some people just, they teach, do the word, live holy. Teach, do, they do what's right. But when I was growing in the Lord, learning things, it wasn't the same. The way that I just put it, I didn't hear things like that. I heard do what's right. Live right. Don't commit adultery, sex, and things like that. All right. I'm a Christian. I don't want to do that stuff. But what's going on is there are people that hadn't made their mind up yet. So the preachers cater to them, trying to get them on board, which is fine. It's better for them to be saved than lost. And the Lord is patient with us. See, in church, you have it's like the old schoolhouse. In modern schools, you got the kindergarten, first grade, all the way to eighth grade. Then you got a middle school, first to sixth, then seven to eight, then nine to four, you know, the high school. And everybody's in their proper class. In church, it doesn't work that way. Some people are mature. Some people just got saved and they're immature. Some people have backslidden and they came back. So the Holy Spirit's trying to teach to so many different categories of people in one Sunday morning service. Which is fine. It's better than nothing. But if people go to Sunday school, Sunday schools are a little different. It breaks people up according to their age, but not necessarily their maturity level. But what if people were maturing in the Lord and they were trying to put new wine in new wineskins? And they were tired of the old way and they wanted to mature in the Lord and not give in to the ways of the world and put old wine in new wineskins. What if they were trying to do everything according to God's word? And then the pastor was bold enough to preach what God had to say. It would be, church would be so much better. But it starts with the Lord having a man or woman of God that will do that, that will preach what he put on their heart. And every audience will be appropriately ministered to, and nobody will leave the way they came. See, sometimes people come in, somebody might be suicidal, and when man is in charge, that person may miss out. They may not have been addressed. The Holy Spirit wanted to, but some people format their ministry so too much, and they won't yield to the Holy Spirit. And the Lord will have to find somebody else to keep his child from going haywire and committing suicide. Some people are about to be divorced, and they hide it. Next thing you know, they're divorced, and everybody wants to help solve the problem. But if you pay attention to the Holy Spirit, continue to put new wine in new wineskins, people won't fall through the cracks. Sometimes the people in your home, they're having trouble. A child may be experimenting with drugs. But if you're putting new wine in new wineskins, you're seeking the Lord about your family. You're an active priest in your home. Things don't sneak. You know, when you follow the Holy Spirit, when you have a close communion relationship with Him, a communion relationship, things will not be sneaking up on you like that. But see, the religious world, they do things different. They've gotten away from sin, but they try to manage their lives according to the worldly standards and not the good news standards of God's word. And that's where our problems come in. And I want something done about it. I want to see people put new wine in new wineskins and have the best relationships, the best businesses, the best jobs, and harmony wherever they go. This is all possible. And I thank God for it. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. When we yield to the Lord, when we allow Him, when we put Him first, we don't miss out. When man can't supply you, he will. If he has to give you a whole nother work situation, which he can do, or another job, or another business, or another aspect of the business you already have, he can get the money to you. He can get what you've been after to you. If you'll put new wine in new wineskins and never stop. He didn't say put new wine in new wineskins until life gets hard. He didn't say put new wine in new wineskins till life get complicated. That's just the way it is. It's a standard. Remember this, and I'll close with this, that the things that we do for God is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's not a get-out-of-jail-free card, per se. It is a way of life. Salvation is not just an insurance policy. God gave us everlasting life that begins from the moment we believe, and it never ends. And it's always progressive. But and the way to receive it, and the key, what is key to putting new wine in new wineskins, is looking to the Lord. Putting the kingdom of God first, seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, looking to the Lord, having water walking faith. See, when you look to Him, you can do all things through Christ. That'll start being a, a scripture, a living scripture, instead of a cold-hearted cliche that Paul had a revelation of. If you do these things, you'll have the revelation he had, and even more so. Now, till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.